All right, I know everybody is waiting for this. The Grammy nominations came out. Everybody's excited about that. Weren't you waiting for those? Ooh, Grammy nominations. Can't wait. All right, let's find out what happened and who and with and what and why for and so forth. 56th Annual Grammy Awards were announced over the weekend. Jay-Z's leading the way with 9 nominations, of course. Let's see here. He's got 9 nominations, including 1 for Best Rap Album, 2 nominations in the Rap Sung Collaboration category. Are there too many categories?
Well, they've added a whole bunch more, yeah. A lot of new ones.
You know, Best Album Cut While Drinking a Slurpee with Your Left Hand. That goes Justin Timberlake, Pharrell McElmore, Ryan Lewis, Kendrick Lamar. They've all been nominated. Drake is nominated for 5 awards. Kendrick Lamar and Macklemore were nominated in the Album of the Year category along with Sarah Bareilles, Daft Punk, and Taylor Swift. Justin Timberlake's 2 2020 Experience albums, which were combined into 1 entry, did not make the cut for Album of the Year. Neither did Bruno Mars, his Unorthodox Jukebox, and wait for this. You ready? Neither did Kanye West's Yeezus album.
Oh my, he's going to be very upset.
We're just not sophisticated enough to understand.
The only reason that I bring all of this up is because later today, or I'm surprised there wasn't some kind of flab in his mouth over the weekend. I want to hear how he explains our incompetence, the public's incompetence for not understanding that his album obviously was the best album of the year. What we just don't understand.
Do you have the new artist category there? Read the nominees for new artist of the year, because the only one I recognized was Macklemore, and that's only because he did that pop and tag song with
best new artist: James Blake, Kendrick Lamar, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Casey Musgraves, and Ed Sheeran.
Do you know who any of those people are?
Only because we've done these stories for so long.
Listen to enough Top 40 radio, I guess, because I'd...
There's, let's see, all these categories. Best pop performance by a duo, best dance recording, best rock song. Best rock song was Ain't Messing Around, Gary Clark, Cut Me Some Slack by Nirvana with Paul McCartney, Doom and Gloom by The Stones, God Is Dead? By Black Sabbath, and Panic Station by Muse. Black Sabbath, David Bowie, Kings of Leon, Led Zeppelin, Queens of the Stone Age, and Neil Young with Crazy Horse all were nominated for Best Rock Album.
I recognize those people.
Best Metal Performance, Anthrax, Black Sabbath, Dream Theater, Killswitch, Engage, and Volbeat. Of course, featuring King Diamond. Of course, how could I forget that? Any of the others that you're... Oh, you want to know rap.
Not particularly, but you're going to tell me, aren't you?
Oh, God. You know, here's just a difference in appropriateness. Effin' Problems by ASAP Rocky, featuring Drake, 2 Chainz, Kendrick Lamar. Holy Grail by Jay-Z and Timberlake. And New Slaves by Kanye West are the top 3. Best Rap Album, don't care. Best Rap Song Collab, don't care. Best Country Album, don't care. Best Country Song, don't care.
Well, Taylor Swift must be on that list, and I'm sure you're going to be tuning in tomorrow night when Taylor Swift plays at the Victoria's Secret fashion show that's on TV tomorrow night. No, she's just going to sing.
Don't care.
She's not one of the supermodels.
Do they still do the Victoria's Secret fashion show on TV?
That's what I just said.
They still do that?
No, tomorrow
that's
night.
What the event is.
Taylor Swift is going to be singing at it tomorrow night. You don't listen to anything I say, do you?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Huh?
Why? What am I, a potted plant?
You know what? I wouldn't mind watering you right now.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
What's the use of why do they have that on there?
Because they're looking at you to buy some of that for your wife for Christmas.
I got a story today that we're going to remind me. Okay, don't let me forget this.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of research. A former Victoria's Secret employee came out and was talking about the methodology that Victoria's Secret uses on you and me.
Yeah.
Because we go in there.
And we're embarrassed.
You go in there, and you're all awkward and stuff. I'm in there like, hey, I'm going to touch and feel everything.
Yeah.
You got this in my size? You know, I want to make them feel uncomfortable.
Sir, will you please leave the store?
I'm not leaving. I like the way this feels.
You're really creeping me out now.
I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. That's my job. But they prey on us when most men go in there. We don't want to stick around and look at stuff. It's like, what is this? Is this coming? Okay, what? This is the size. Like, no, can wait you put a minute, this wait, in? Let me get out of here.
Men don't actually go into Victoria's Secret and
sure
buy stuff.
Sure they do.
No, they don't.
Oh, absolutely. And the salespeople
here,
are trained.
Here, honey, look what I bought for you.
Well, they've got other things in there that you can go in and get a nice gift set, you know, like pajamas and robes. And if you know your wife's sizes and so forth.
A guy would go in there and...
I've done it.
Wow.
I've gone in there and gotten stuff for my wife. Absolutely.
You have made Victoria's Secret purchases.
Absolutely. I have no problem going in there. None whatsoever. They're not going to make me feel uncomfortable.
Here, honey, remember that that naughty schoolgirl thing that we were talking about?
It's not Fredericks of Hollywood. You know, it's Victoria. It's Vicky Secretions. It's a nice place. All right. Don Rickles is apparently battling a flesh-eating disease. He has... necrotizing fasciitis.
That's no good, because that can kill you very quickly.
Yeah, Don, what are you, oh God, Don.
He was supposed to play the casino down in Milwaukee, and they had to cancel his shows, yeah. And now we know why.
It's in his leg. He's had to have some skin grafts.
They'll probably have to cut his leg off if that.
I don't know. They said he had some skin grafts to take care of the infected tissue. His rep says he has been rehabbing the leg, is back on his feet, and is doing wonderfully.
Okay.
He's looking forward to be back on the road after 1 year, you stupid hockey puck. 87 years old is Mr. Don Rickles. And Susan Boyle, remember we talked about her, that there's going to be, what was it? There was a movie about her life in the works?
Mm-hmm.
Whoops. I hit something on the computer that I probably wasn't supposed to hit.
Did you erase everything?
No, it's all good. It's all, shh, everything's good. Don't worry about it.
You have to talk for the rest of the morning. There are no commercials to be played because
No, it's all good. Everything's fine. Yeah. Shh, look over there. Look over there. Don't pay any attention. Susan Boyle has been diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, which is a form of autism. She says that she has an above-average IQ. She says, I have always known that I have had an unfair label put upon me. Now I have a clearer understanding of what's wrong, and I feel relieved and a bit more relaxed about myself. Good for her. I hope that she's able to get some therapy and treatment and be able to deal with that. All right, top grossing movies of 2013.
For the whole year.
Well, top.
Do you have the ones from the weekend, first of all?
Oh,
I mean, that's the important thing,
Hunger
right?
Hunger Games sequel. Again.
Frozen beat out Catching Fire. Let's see the top five for the weekend. Delivery Man. Then Thor, The Dark World.
Again. Number hanging around there for a while.
Yeah, number three is a new one. Out of the Furnace made $5.5 million. The Hunger Games drops to number two, made $27 million, $337 million for its third week out. And the new number one flick, which my wife and child went to go see over the weekend, Frozen, made $31 million to take the top spot. It's $134 million in its third week. So Frozen, and she said it's an awesome movie. You ought to go see it. All right. Top five grossing movies of 2013. Identity Thief, which was stupid. We're the Millers.
Wait a minute. Identity Thief?
It was just dumb.
That was the top five?
That was number five? Yeah. We're the Millers is number four.
Wow.
The Heat. So, what's her name?
None of these are particularly good movies.
The Heat and Identity Thief have the same woman in there.
Melissa McCarthy?
Melissa McCarthy. The Croods came in at number two, was that animated Neanderthal flick.
Is right now the number two movie for the year?
Yeah, and Gravity is the number one grossing movie of the year, $250 million. There it is. That's the entertainment news. You got a stumper for us?
I do.
Is it going to be a good one?
I think it's a good one.
Yeah, we'll see. WSAU, Wisconsin.
You won't know it.
Probably. I don't know any of them. You are very obscure. You're very good at that. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Washington Post has new details about the NSA and how they're monitoring us. According to those documents released by Edward Snowden, the NSA collects almost 5 billion records a day that can pinpoint a cell phone anywhere in the world, track its movements, and map the personal relationships of the person using it. This is interesting because I'll tell you what this means. You know those crazy people who wear the tinfoil hats because they think the government is tracking them? It turns out they were right. And by the way, maybe I'm oversimplifying it, but how is it possible that they're able to track every cell phone in the world, but they can't build a healthcare website? Maybe they should put the NSA in charge of.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.